This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's presidential office Monday said covering the past 24 hours, Russian shelling killed at least 5 people and wounded 13 others as Kremlin's and Kyiv's forces remain locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. Much of the shelling focused on 2 key Ukrainian cities, Kharkiv and Kherson. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about the attacks on Kherson.
The city of Kherson is constantly under the shelling. This is important also to understand because the city itself located on one side of the river Dnipro and Russian forces are located just on the other side. Over the weekend, it was a really bad shelling of the residential buildings, hospital and school in the city of Kherson. But the worst situation is with the residential buildings and with the hospital. For the moment, we know about 3 people who were killed and 6 injured. We know that one person is currently in the very serious state.
The International Olympic Committee Monday rejected fierce criticism from Ukrainian officials who've accused it of promoting war after the body said Russians could potentially be given the opportunity to qualify for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Ukrainian presidential advisor Mykolo Podolyak over the weekend described the Olympic body as promoting violence, mass murder, destruction, and said Monday a Russian presence at the Games would constitute giving the country a platform to promote genocide. In a statement reported by the Reuters news agency, the International Olympic Committee said it rejects in the strongest possible terms this and other defamatory statements. The committee said they cannot serve as a basis for any constructive discussion. This is VOA News. Pope Francis Tuesday starts an historic trip to the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan, two African countries where protracted conflicts have displaced millions. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The trip had been scheduled for last July. It was postponed after the 86-year-old pontiff suffered a flare-up in a knee ailment. Now Francis is arriving with a change to his itinerary that reflects the violence afflicting DRC. A stop in the eastern city Goma has now been scrapped after a resurgence of fighting between the army and rebels from the M23 group. This will be the first papal visit to Congo since 1985. The historic nature of the occasion will be further underscored when the Pope heads to South Sudan on Friday. In an unprecedented move, he will be joined by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, Ian Greenshields. The three churches represent the Christian makeup of South Sudan, which gained independence from predominantly Muslim Sudan in 2011.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Officials in Pakistan now say the Taliban has taken responsibility for a powerful bomb blast that ripped through a packed mosque in northwestern Pakistan Monday, killing at least 47 worshippers and injuring more than 150 others. More from VOA's Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad.
The afternoon attack in central Peshawar, the capital city of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, was reportedly carried out by a suicide bomber. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif condemned the bombing. Survivors and rescue workers said the roof of the building had caved in due to the massive blast. Police officials would not immediately discuss the nature of the attack, saying an investigation was underway. Ayaz Ghul, VOA News.
Police in the southern U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee, have disciplined a 6th officer for his role in the fatal beating of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols following a traffic stop earlier this month in the city. AP correspondent Adrian Sands has more.
The department spokeswoman said that Preston Hemphill has been relieved of duty. The spokeswoman did not immediately disclose what role Hemphill had in the arrest. But the investigation is ongoing, and it's believed that more officers are being investigated.
Officer Hemphill was fired from his job on the police force, but has not been charged with any crimes. 5 other officers have been charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression. The 5 officers, all black, were also fired. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News. We'll be right back.